Well, good morning, everybody. This is one of the... I get a lot of requests for this band, so I thought I would do it. And I've picked this song because, to me, this is a phenomenal example of dudes just smashing it out. So with no further ado, Mr. Chanley, press play.
If I say tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me.
I love how he starts off in the middle of a thought.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when songs do that. Like that Airborne Toxic Event song. Oh, and if I...
Yeah.
As we were saying.
Well, what's to be, they say, will be. I guess the wind says, been sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. And low, but the wind won't blow. We really shouldn't go. We only got to share.
I love that you chose the first day, the anniversary of their first rehearsal.
That's why I did it.
I love it.
Yeah, I know, I'm that good. All right, so let's go directly to the madman, shall we? Now, here's the thing with this, is you can hear how hard he's hitting these drums. Like, this is not compression making this happen. This is like a compressor trying not to let this happen. And then when we go into the chorus, listen to how he speeds up just a little bit because he gets very excited. I mean, sitting in it.
Yeah. It makes me blink.
Nah, it's sick. Bass drum work is insane.
Most lists say that John Bonham was the greatest drummer of all time, and Matthew concurs by saying it's not even close.
I mean, this is just all right. It's so dirty.
Was it Keith Moon one time said, the secret to forceful playing is to hit the drums harder.
He was a genius.
Thank you, Keith.
John's from that school, too.
So I cut it, so we come out of this chorus straight into the ending bit. So just listen to him. Oh, all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to finish that?
Nah, it's fine.
I apologize.
It's fine. All right, so let's go to John Paul Jones on bass. A lot of people sleep on this dude as a bass player because he's one of the guys that you just don't hear about. He's just like, oh, yeah, he was a bass player in Zeppelin. But this dude, fire on this track. So I mean, this is very James Jamerson. It's a Motown line.
There's so many songs, Led Zeppelin songs, that are carried by John Paul Jones. Ramble On. It's one of the best bass lines in all of recorded music. Yeah, he suffers from Ringo-itis, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's only ordinary because he was in a band with Jimmy Page and John Bonham. And
Christian, back in the day, I'm assuming we're in the late 60s or early 70s.
1969.
What was the recording process? Did they go piece by piece, instrument by instrument, or did they sometimes play together?
I think if you listen to this track, I think they're playing together on this, and then there's one overdub, which is...
That's why I thought I heard that.
You can hear them all jamming.
They're at the same time, but they're isolated, correct?
Yeah. I mean, this is like... right. So, Jimmy Page, this is the first time that he's, one of the first times that he switches over to the old Les Paul on this one. Oh, by the way, did you know that this song is allegedly written about Robert Plant having an affair with his wife's sister?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It could have happened.
All right.
According to one of the books I read. All right, so this is Jimmy Page. So he's picked up the Les Paul for one of the first times on this track, and this guitar tone is unbelievable, man.
Sustain you,
yeah,
get on
amazing.
A, on
right,
a,
so there should
a
be,
Les Paul.
Is it? It's, yeah. So I cut it so we can hear the ending bit too. Just doing this so Robert has nothing to worry about, because he's wailing at this point,
right.
So you can't do anything except, and then you remember the bass line that we heard for the same part, doing all those counter melody stuff. This is one track. Amazing.
Yeah. All
right, so
was this all the way through, that was one take, wasn't
one
it?
Take. So then this part is really great. This is the slide guitar part, which is crazy.
Delta Blues much?
Yeah.
My God. That's sick.
It's insane. I mean, like, that's when... this is when you realize that, you know, this is a guy who... This is Lightning Hopkins, man. This is like blues.
This is Robert
blues.
Johnson.
Yeah, this is the real deal. This is a skinny white kid from London.
Yeah.
No, it's insane. He's like, what, like 20?
Yeah.
How do you do that? I'm looking at you, Fallout Boy. All right, so let's listen to Bobby. This is where he works his magic.
If I say to you tomorrow, Take my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle I will take you. Well, what's to be, they say, will be. A castle wind, sea and spin, sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. Hail warm, but the wind won't blow. We really shouldn't go, it only goes to show. And that you will be mad by taking a time.
I got chills.
Yeah.
And if you say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be.
I mean, this is control, man.
Then what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is and what should never be? A cat's a wind, sea a spin, sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. Hail warm, but the wind won't blow. Really shouldn't go, only goes to show. And you will be mad by taking a time.
Harmony's insane. Aerosmith's entire career.
Right.
My, yeah. Everybody I know seems to know me well, but they say that I'm old, gonna move like hell. Baby, 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 baby. Oh, I know. Baby, baby, baby. Oh, my little. I want you. If I say to you tomorrow, please take my hand, come with me. I'm never gonna be the most I love, cause I'm never.
What's that about? What was the last part?
You know, obviously, Robert Plant is one of the greatest frontmen of all time, but if you're talking about the originality and the tonality of his voice, he might be the greatest I've ever heard.
He's definitely the thing that I found with him when I went back and listened to his stuff was the, I don't think that there's been, I mean, even Clapton, I don't think there's a better white blues man than Robert Plant. Yeah,
blue-eyed soul.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's tough to beat the fact that he can belt as well as he can go down, whereas Clapton was never really a belter.
Well, he can belt at the same time he can croon.
Yeah.
And he makes love to the microphone.
He's so quiet on the beginning of that track. Let's just listen to it again. Just, can we do the vocal track one more time?
Yeah,
just
the
beginning
six?
There.
Was
yeah,
that, right?
That should be number six, yes. I mean, this intro is crazy.
If I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me.
He's singing so quietly. Like, if you actually know what it's like to record.
It's to a castle I will take you.
That breath is crazy control.
Well, what's to be, they say, will be. A castle wind,
and then
sea
you'll
spin,
be able to just
tank
right straight into fifth gear.
In the sky, hail warm, but the wind won't blow. We really shouldn't go. It only goes to show. And that you will be mad by taking a time.
Gorgeous. How do you get this all into one song is the question. It's like Queen-level construction.
It really,
you know,
is.
I mean, it's as close as you can get, right? All right, so let's put it all together, and I think we should, because we have the time, maybe we should just listen to the whole song so we can hear all those elements. And let's also not forget that this is only album two.
And if wow. I say to you tomorrow.
Now you're like, oh yeah, that bass line.
Right.
Come with me. It's to a castle I will take you. Well,
what's to be the same will be.
Against the wind, sea has been sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky.
This is when you realize it's just, it's the dudes just smashing it out. It's four guys.
Yeah.
You know, like. That moment. Boom, bloom.
And if you say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it
it just kind of walks.
Yep.
It's the, you know, then it gets to the chorus and it's bit stomping.
Yeah.
Now, when Robert lays down his vocal track, he's listening to everything, right?
Yeah, I would imagine for sure.
Yeah.
The reverb
and the
on his voice. Yeah. Yeah, until.
Now, at this time in 1969, were they advanced enough yet to punch in on vocal tracks where, you know, maybe he messed up the line?
Yeah.
Or did they sing it all the way through?
I would imagine at this point you could punch in and out. And you could cut tape for sure.
Yeah.
You'd have to have a deft hand, but you could do it.
Yeah, well, the Beatles were doing it with four tracks.
Yeah.
And mixing it down. By this time, they had enough tracks on a console.
No, they're probably still four-tracking at
really?
This point. Yeah, 69. Well, maybe, yeah, in the UK, Hendrix is the only guy who has eight. And the panning, like if you have it on headphones, this is like one of the moments. It's like the panning of this slide guitar. It goes from left to right. I mean, now that I was never a big Zeppelin fan, all those chocks at my high school liked Zeppelin. I came over from England, and I was like, oh, that band's terrible. So I've sort of come to them late in the day,
right.
And now it blows my mind. Like, I can't believe that young boys in England got this deep, this quickly, dude. This is album two.
Yeah. Again, their idea was, from the outset, let's steal from all the great blues artists and just play it really heavy. And the story is that Keith Moon and John Entwistle said, yeah, that'll go over like a lead balloon.
Yeah.
And so they
Led Zeppelin
took the name, taking the A out of lead, because Peter Grant, their manager, said, thick Americans will never get that right. They call you Lead Zeppelin your
it's
whole
true.
Life.
True. This panic.
Led Zeppelin has a signature sound. Which member established that sound?
All of them. I mean, it's, you know, it's like it's the sum of the parts, man, for sure. You know, that's the thing. When you break it down, you realize that each of them is doing, like, that's the thing with John Paul Jones. Like, everybody's doing a very singular job in this organization.
Yeah. Well, that's when John Bonham died. They got together to say, hey, should we keep doing this?
Yeah.
And they decided that no.
I mean, you really can.
You can.
Know? I mean, like, the best example of this is to look at The Who. Like, there's no doubt that The Who are amazing all the way through. But the switch from Mooney to Jones in the rhythm department mm-hmm. changes everything, because you've got, you know, like, Entwistle's bass playing is Moon, you know, like the two of them together make that rhythm section. And once you lose that, man, I mean, that's why Kenny Jones was like, this was the worst job ever. Like, I gotta get in and be like,
never follow animals, children, or Keith Moon.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Because he's both.
Yeah. He's all three, weirdly. All right, well, there you go. That's Led Zeppelin's is and what should never be. I mean, if you haven't had an appreciation for Zeppelin, like I didn't, I think at that point you have to admit that there's a reason that they're Led Zeppelin. It's incredible.